Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Brace yourself for one hell of a ridiculous, shocking, and just generally odd history lesson, folks. Because it's time to unpack some of those wholly strange and sometimes mind-boggling WWE moments that have largely been forgotten by the average wrestling fan. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 forgotten WWE moments you won't believe actually happened. Number 10, Braun Strowman's massive splash. Clash of Champions 2019. Seth Rollins' Universal Championship defense against one-time tag partner Braun Strowman didn't exactly immortalize itself on the night of Clash of Champions 2019. With the pair already losing their Raw Tag Team Championships earlier in the evening, their largely forgettable rivalry was mercifully cut short on the back of the Architect's emphatic win over the Monster Among Men. There was one rather fun highlight to be found within this pre-Fiend Rollins calamity though, in the form of the absolutely sensational visual of the gigantic challenger soaring through the sky like a damn cruiserweight at one point. Despite already showing off an ability to nail opponents with highly athletic dropkicks and flip many a vehicle, Strowman's monstrous splash from the top rope easily ranks as the most audacious of his many unexpected physical feats. But you'd definitely be forgiven for forgetting this even popped the crowd on the night. This was the same PLE that sent the audience home seemingly happy, with the fateful sight of Bray's clownish demon force-feeding his leather glove to the defending champ after all. Number 9, Baron Corbin's forgotten night, SmackDown 2020. Baron Corbin hasn't half had his fair share of gimmick and role changes over the years. After an initially rocking up on the main roster in his lone wolf guise, Corbin would ultimately transition into the wholly derided Constable of Raw, before eventually shifting into everything from a kingly new look to an ill-fated modern-day wrestling god. And it was during the dying days of his spell as the aforementioned King of the Ring winning pain in the ass that it's often forgotten that Corbin assembled himself yet another crew of annoying henchmen to help him achieve his dastardly goals. After being split from their fellow forgotten son, Jackson Ryker, on the back of the heat sent his way for some controversial Twitter activity, Wesley Blake and Steve Cutler were suddenly revealed as Corbin's new allies on the December 4th, 2020 edition of SmackDown. The hilariously titled Knights of the Lone Wolf didn't stick around too long, of course, being disbanded shortly after due to Cutler and Blake eventually getting released from the company. And so they simply became yet another reminder of WWE depressingly making it up as they went along during this often painful period. Number 8, MVP's Thorn and Vink Management, Raw 2020. Speaking of which, the Knights of the Lone Wolf weren't the only unit suddenly given some main roster time to shine, before quickly being dragged off TV during the balmiest of years known as 2020. In the wake of making an unexpected return to WWE at that year's Royal Rumble, MVP eventually went on to become something of a regular on Monday Night Raw. But just before he went about putting the pieces in place for the eventual Hurt Business squad, the former United States champion actually dusted off his manager's jacket for another bunch of lads on April 27th. None other than future Retribution and Chase U members Shane Thorne and Brandon Vink, respectively, had already made their presence known on the Red Show since March. Yet aligning with MVP felt like a clear attempt to elevate the TMDK members above the level of forgettable jobbers during the excruciatingly silent early crowdless era. Vink and Thorne swiftly getting sent back down to NXT before quietly being disbanded as a team, alongside the fact very few can even recall this bizarre faction becoming a thing in the first place, tells you all you need to know about how successful this thrown together alliance ultimately was. And that very. Number 7, Shelton Benjamin's distracted promos, SmackDown 2019. A fun enough team up with the Ultimate Tag Team utility player Chad Gable would kick off Shelton Benjamin's long-awaited WWE comeback in 2017. But by 2019, the former Intercontinental Champion had largely gotten lost in the mid-card shuffle, and it was during that hugely forgettable chapter in his career that the veteran suddenly found himself being thrown into some of the strangest backstage promo segments of modern times. Dumped in front of a camera before being asked everything from who will win an upcoming WWE title match, to whether he'd be interested interested in competing for the 24/7 gold? Shelton's silent response and odd stares around the room were definitely something. Then they just stopped. The closest thing to a payoff came about when Benjamin finally uttered the word Shorty to his former pre-Shorty G pal Gable backstage. But away from that, this just ranks as one of the weirdest and most random, unremembered running segments to pop up on the Blue Brand. Number 6, Matt Hardy fights Evander Holyfield. Saturday night, main event 2007. This one definitely feels like something that went down in another corner of the multiverse. However, the record does somehow show that Matt Hardy once went one-on-one with a former World Championship winning boxer in our timeline. With the Hardy boy being challenged to a boxing match by then rival MVP on the upcoming edition of Saturday night's main event back in 2007, the fact the latter was suddenly unable to compete due to being diagnosed with Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome soon paved the way for a pretty shocking upgrade. Along with roping in Michael Buffer to announce the brilliantly ridiculous circus set to unfold, a horrified Matt Hardy found himself sharing the squared circle with genuine boxing great Evander Holyfield. And as expected, the heavyweight former champ proceeded to work beat the stuffing out of the ladder lover. The dreamlike sequence, one also equipped with everything from WWE diva ring girls to corner men, ultimately ended in a no contest after an irritating MVP decided to intervene, a move that resulted in him eating one hell of a right for his troubles. However, while many are quick to remember the likes of Tyson Fury and Mike Tyson stopping by to KO WWE's unfortunate full-time faces, Evander's bizarre wander into the world of sports entertainment isn't revisited anywhere near as much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Number 5, Howard Finkel's Jericho Association, SmackDown 1999. Howard the Fink Finkel has quite rightly gone down in history as one of the very best announcers ever to do it. But there were actually a number of occasions over the years when the iconic voice found himself getting a little too close to the action. And perhaps the most easily forgotten of his few on-screen storylines involved the mighty Fink eventually donning a mask and going by the name of El Dopo. That is right, whilst allying himself with a recently debuting Chris Jericho on WWE programming back in 1999, Fink suddenly wound up in a hilariously wacky scenario that involved him clashing with Y2J's then rival Ken Shamrock under a luchador mask. Sure enough, his time as a dodgy SmackDown referee was cut somewhat short after a brassed-off Shamrock saw through Fink's incredible disguise and fake accent upon being wrongly DQ'd against Curtis Hughes on September 16th. Again, a great many fondly remember Fink's unmatched work on the stick during his 40-year stint with the company. But you'll struggle to find anyone who can honestly recall this rare sight of El Dopo doing Jericho's bidding on the Blue Show. Number 4, Bobby Lashley collides with Aleister Black on the strangest stage, WrestleMania 36. Returning to the all-round bizarro world that was 2020 now, and to the Performance Center show of shows that played host to countless intriguing matches that have since been generally ignored slash forgotten by both fans and WWE themselves. Now sure, the company have begrudgingly acknowledged the likes of Drew McIntyre's long-awaited WWE Championship win, the Firefly Funhouse and Boneyard matches, and even most recently Shawn a spotlight on Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley's first battle on the Mania stage. But when it comes to one-time dream encounters like former NXT champion Aleister Black colliding with the dominant Bobby Lashley on the grandest stage of them all, the average wrestling fan or even WWE employee likely couldn't tell you a single thing about said hard-hitting battle. Given absolutely zero build in the lead-up to the early pandemic Mania, a Lashley fresh off of the god-awful Rusev love triangle saga with Lana ate a deliciously timed Black Mass counter mid-spear for the Aleister win in the end. here. And while the impromptu battle wasn't dreadful by any means, it still joined the likes of Liv Morgan versus Natalya, Cesaro versus Drew Gulak, a SmackDown Women's Championship 5-way, and Elias versus Baron Corbin as one of the many matches few even remember being on this strangest card of them all. Number 3, Bret Hart dethrones United States Champion The Miz, Raw 2010. Had Bret Hart's hotly anticipated WWE return reached its dramatic end with his plodding beatdown of Vince McMahon at WrestleMania 26, many would have just been happy to see the Hitman given one last and much-deserved moment in the sports entertainment sun. But this absolute icon was surprisingly far from finished, folks. In a marvelously insane turn of events, after falling to Tyson Kidd on the May 10th episode of Raw, The Miz offered one of the Hart family the chance to challenge for his United States Championship. And with the hopes of embarrassing the dynasty in their home country of Canada, Miz opted for a battle with good old Bret. A week on, that's precisely what went down, with Vladimir Kozlov and William Regal being taken out by Kidd and David Hart Smith early on. Cue a villainous Chris Jericho popping into the ring in a suit and getting walloped by Natalya, with Miz also soon comically eating crap in the form of a heart attack before being locked in a glorious sharpshooter for a simply extraordinary Hitman victory. In between stepping back into the ring for the first time in years at Mania, and delightfully joining Team WWE at that year's SummerSlam, most overlooked that this all-time legend also found time to add an unlikely additional piece of gold to his mighty collection upon making his epic comeback too. Number 2, that weird 2 out of 3 falls period. The main roster 2019. Look, if it wasn't clear already based on many of the forgotten entries found in this very list, 2019 to 2020 was about as peculiar as it gets in this already frequently absurd world of sports entertainment. With Vince McMahon going well full Vince McMahon as the 2010s reached their end and the 2020s got underway, the one-time head of creative frequently became strangely obsessed with everything from gauntless encounters to backstage fight clubs. But amidst the always baffling content folks remember being pumped into WWE TV around this time, it's often forgotten just how much Vinnie Mac got a kick out of 2 out of 3 falls matches at one point as well. This wasn't simply a case of the boss suddenly feeling that one fall just wasn't enough though. According to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, the never-ending stream of 2 out of 3 falls, elimination bouts, and match restarting madness was actually WWE's way of adjusting to McMahon's new edict of performers hilariously now not being allowed to wrestle during commercial breaks. Because they don't do that in real sports, dammit! As with just about any entirely odd Vinnie Mac rule, this one too was ultimately scrapped later down the road. But never forget that there was a time there when 2 out of 3 became a weird main roster norm. Number 1, Edge speared Jeff Hardy off the ladder before WrestleMania X7, Raw 2000. The charismatic enigma famously snapped the rated R superstar in half at WrestleMania 23 after falling from up high. But easily the pair's most notable instance of total innovative chaos came 6 years earlier during TLC 2. In truth though, many forget that this wasn't actually the first time Edge had executed this sort of death-defying spear on a vulnerable Hardy mid-tag team ladder contest though. SummerSlam 2000 saw the Hardy boys battling against Edge and Christian and the Dudley boys in the inaugural TLC battle, of course, and that match also saw the future world champion collide with Hardy high in the air. When it comes to the exact spot involving Jeff dangling from some belts before getting snapped in two by his soaring rival though, that precise moment actually went down a whole 6 months before WrestleMania X7 on an episode of Raw. Once again, fighting against ENC in a ladder bout, it's largely forgotten that the Hardy boy pretty much rehearsed the very bump that would immortalize him and Edge on the grandest stage forever during a random September 25th, 2000 edition of The Red Show. What a time to be alive, eh? And that's our list. Know of any other forgotten WWE moments people won't believe actually happened? Let us know all about them in the comments section right down below, and do not forget to like, share, and click on that subscribe button while you're at it. Also, if this sort of forgotten magic is your kind of thing, then head on over to whatculture.com and find some more fantastic articles just like the one this video you're watching right now is based on. I've been Gareth from What Culture Wrestling. Thank you as always for watching this lovely video today. Hopefully I'll see your faces very, very soon, but in the meantime, just be good to yourself. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.